This is WGN. Peter Greenberg, are you in Czechoslovakia?
Not close. No, actually, I'm in Long Island, New York today, heading over, by the way, on Sunday to a country I bet you've never been to, Liechtenstein.
No, I have not. Why are you going to Liechtenstein?
Because I've not been there. I got to go check it out.
You don't have an atlas. I mean, you could just go, oh, there it is. It's amazing to me, Pete, the travel that you do and how authentic your knowledge is in that you are often reporting from these far-flung places. So when Peter Greenberg says, here's the rules, regulations, and tips for a certain part of the world, it may be because he's sitting in the lobby of a hotel there or on a cruise ship there. Before I ask you some questions about buying my airplane tickets for holiday travel, what's the big travel news in your world? What should we know about, Peter?
Well, this weekend's going to be messy again. You know, 12 million people traveling over the weekend. Most of them got out yesterday, which is a good sign for people who may be leaving today. And people are staggering their returns. But the good news for all of this is the last big mess of the summer. Airlines are going to try to stabilize their schedules. They've already started slashing thousands and thousands of flights from their fall schedules. That's a good thing. What's a bad thing is in the slashing of those flights from the schedules, they're also ending routes to cities entirely. Toledo, Ohio, is not going to have any service next week from American, United, or Delta. That airport could be a ghost town. Ithaca, New York, Islip, Long Island, Dubuque, Iowa, Mobile, they're all getting reduced service. And this is not good for the following months ahead.
And are they doing that just because they don't have the staff to work those routes?
It's more than just the staff. It's also that the planes that they're flying are no longer economically viable. Those 50-seat regional jets, if you look at the economics, based on the cost of operation and the cost of fuel, pilot salary, everything else, they'd have to be 95% full on every flight for the airline to even break even. So those numbers don't add up. That's one of the reasons why American parked 100 of them and not bringing it back.
Maybe it's not true, but the feeling out there is that the airlines don't have the staff, that the wait times are long, that the service isn't that good. How would you score the airline industry generally right now, Peter?
Probably a C-. And I'll give them an A for effort lately, but it's still a C- in terms of operational reliability and performance. They cannot continue to publish schedules that they physically can't support. I'll give you an example. There's not a runway in the world from Chicago to Calcutta that can accommodate more than 23 takeoffs in any given hour. That's a fact. You know, you have to get to the runway, you got to spool up, got to wait for the other guy to take off, et cetera. So it's 23 in an hour. That works out to about 2.5 minutes between takeoffs. Reasonable. That's in the best weather, on the best conditions. So here's my rhetorical question of the day. How are airlines allowed to schedule 38 departures at 8 o'clock in the morning? Just thought I'd mention that.
Really?
And by the way, this is pre-pandemic mentality. This wasn't just pandemic mentality. This is going on before the pandemic. So we're going to have to address those issues, or the problems are not going to go away.
I saw a list, and it did say, predictably, if you want to get off on time, if you want to get out at all, better to go early than to late. And the later you go, the less likely it is that flight's going to leave on time. And by 10 o'clock at night, if you're on some sort of red eye, it's in the 50s, the percentile of times that it takes off on time.
Well, here's my advice. It's more than just saying get the first flight of the day. It's not enough. What you've got to try to do, can't always do it, but take the first flight of the day from an airport where that airline is not based. And the reason for that is that means the plane that's taking you out has come in the night before. The crew stays with the plane. So when you get out to the plane in the morning, the plane is there, the crew is there, you go.
What are the good rates that I should be thinking about? Is this a good time to buy for the holidays, or are we too early?
No, you're not too early. In fact, it's a great time to buy. The airfares are coming down along with the new schedules. Airfares on average to Los Angeles are already down 25%, San Francisco 20%, Seattle is down 45%, but that's just domestically. The real bargains, overseas. New York to Lisbon right now is round trip $500. Now, for the holidays, you know, there's not exactly a news bulletin when Thanksgiving is, or the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They made a movie about that, right? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That hasn't gone away. So if you really want to book now, don't book for that Wednesday ever. book for the Friday before, take the first 3 days of that week of the next week off, you'll probably get some discounts now, because for every week you wait, those particular fares for the holiday will go up about 4 to 5%.
The Wednesday before, you're talking Thanksgiving, so don't try and fly Wednesday, fly the Friday before Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Nobody wants us that long, Peter. That means I'm sitting with my family Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. No, that'll be the worst Thanksgiving ever.
Listen, I didn't say I was going to do that. Listen, to me, Thanksgiving is an obligatory dysfunctional family get-together, okay?
Yeah.
So for me, the only way I do it, if I have to do it, is I fly, listen to this, you'll love this, I fly 6 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving Day. I get there in time to carve the turkey, have my relatives push all the emotional buttons, and on Friday morning while they're headed to get stuck in a line at the mall, guess what? I'm home watching football.
Well, we've learned more about the Greenbergs than I thought we would this morning, but I have a saying that sometimes is apt for my family, and it is this: the holidays are much too important to spend with family. And I also feel that since there are so many generations and so many families and in-laws and outlaws, that you can't do it all in one day. So maybe you fly in the Friday before and you do Thanksgiving with whoever that is that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you come back home and have your own Thanksgiving turkey on the following Thursday.
Right. You can do that. But all kidding aside, if you're going to go back for Thanksgiving, go early, but then leave the next day. Leave Friday. Nobody's flying on the Friday after Thanksgiving. You can go bowling on the plane. It's the best thing you've ever done for anybody, including yourself.
And for summer travel, it seemed like everything was very expensive, certainly domestically. But right now, you say rates are going down, 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 and that this is a good time to buy for the holidays.
It is. And the other reason why the rates are going down is Americans decided earlier this year they were going to travel at any cost. They were determined to get out there. They didn't care what they were going to spend. They weren't price sensitive. They just got their credit card statements. They may be staying home for the next 4 months.
Peter Greenberg is going to be in Liechtenstein. You will hear. So are you going to be on Liechtenstein for your show this weekend?
No, for this weekend, we're actually coming from Fort Myers in Florida. We'll be coming from Liechtenstein very soon.
All right. We'll be in touch, and we're always listening. Thank you, Peter.
You got it.
Peter Greenberg is the CBS News travel editor and the host of Eye on Travel, Saturdays from 5 to 8 p.m. here on WGN Radio. That's this Saturday night, right before the Mincing Rascals podcast broadcast.